Jake Kibbert, the play-by-play voice of the Green River Wolves, now joining us live over the phone. Hey, Jake, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Hope you guys are doing well as well.
We are. Thank you, Jake. And sounds like you came off quite an interesting evening last night. The teams that you cover both coming away with victories, and one a little closer than the other. Sounds like it was a lot of fun.
No, it was awful. No, it was great. So last night, you may not realize, unless you listen to the game, that Rock Springs' girls was the team with the basketball with 3 seconds left, and Green River won it. Yeah, it was an inbound with 3 seconds left. Gabrielle Heiser stole it on the throw-in, tossed it up. The ball bounced 3 or 4 times, and that actually allowed the clock to expire as it sunk in, and 62-60 was your final. The boys' game, if you're a coach, you like to call that an old defensive struggle, because there was, in the entire second period, 4 points combined put up for Green River and Rock Springs. They picked it up a little bit in the second half.
You know, Jake, before we talk about those games, I want to talk about that rivalry between Green River and Rock Springs. And I saw some of the highlights. I saw that last, the steal on the inbound and the score. And I noticed everyone's wearing blue. It wasn't the traditional thing. And that's because of a cool fundraiser that Rock Springs Green River does when they play each year. And they've kind of turned it into a really neat thing. Tell us about that some.
Yeah, so last night was the Make-A-Wish game, and that's the reason for the blue and the white. And they'll wear their warm-up shirts that say, a community over competition. Almost lost that one there. But yeah, community over competition. And they also had the blood drive. And if I remember right, usually that the blood drive game is the first time that they play, and then the Make-A-Wish game is the second time. But this year, you know, everything's wacky. They put them all together as one. So there was a couple of great causes going on last night, and then a couple of great basketball games as well.
What a cool deal. I like that. In fact, it makes you think that should be going on with all these rivalry games across the state. And I guess that some of them do, but sounds like that's become an annual tradition for the Sweetwater County teams. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it is. It is, guys. And you know what? It's kind of funny, because in Sweetwater County, I think some people think it does go on everywhere just because it's such a part of the community here.
Talking with Jake Kibbert this morning, play-by-play voice of the Green River Wolves. Let's talk about the matchups a little, Jake. Starting with the girls, because that's the big one tomorrow. Star Valley at Green River. What's your take on this Lady Wolves team? You and I talked at the beginning of conference play, and we both agreed that Green River was the team to beat in the West. But as the season's gone on, I don't know that it's proven to be as big of a margin as maybe we anticipated. Green River losing to Cody. And then just a 6-point win in Star Valley. What's your take on these Lady Wolves right now?
Well, I think I have the benefit of being at all of these games, because the season, you know, it's kind of gone as I expected, I guess. You know, they're sitting 5-0 in the Southwestern Conference. You mentioned the loss to Cody. Well, I was actually worried about that game going in, because Cody played Natrona County to within 2 points. Green River got an 18-point win over Natrona County, because they didn't turn the ball over, and when they don't turn the ball over and shoot a decent percentage, they're really tough to beat. But that just hasn't been something that game in and game out is consistently happening, and there's a lot of variables in a game. If you look at that Cody matchup, the foul count was 9-19. Now, don't get me wrong, guys. I'm not getting on the referees with this one. I'm saying that Green River, particularly in the posted times this year, has been foul-prone. And when you have a foul disparity of 10, and I believe the free throw count was Green River went 3 of 7 from the line, and Cody went 18 of 27. Well, that's 15 points difference in a game that ultimately ends up a 6-point differential. And that game also turned around in the fourth quarter. Green River held leads at the end of the first, second, and third quarter. Now against Star Valley, what was happening? Well, Star Valley threw the ball away a half dozen times in the first minute and a half, guys. And Green River could have been up 10-0, but they missed open shots. And so then that shooting percentage comes into play. So when all cylinders are firing for Green River, like they were in that Natrona County game, yeah, that's a perfect storm. And they're just about impossible to beat. But getting that all to happen, and I don't think it's this team in particular. I think it's something that happens a lot in high school basketball. Some days this thing's working, that thing's not. They're all imperfect teams. So then you look at Rock Springs last night, for example. You saw the last shot, but you probably didn't see the 18-point fourth quarter comeback that Green River had to pull off to even be in that position. And, yeah, I didn't misspeak. 18 points down in the fourth quarter, guys. That was where Green River was against Rock Springs last night. So you take the good with the bad, I guess. And Green River this year in the Western Conference has been one of those top three teams, as I think there isn't a girls team this year that you would call that perfect candidate for a state championship favorite, not even Thunder Basin.
I look at the last matchup between Green River and Star Valley. It was 36-30. It was a low-scoring game, which favors the Star Valley brand, I would say. And as you look at that matchup, Duke and I both thought Green River shot especially poor inside of 10 feet. They had a lot of open shots that did not go down. And that being said, we feel like Star Valley is playing a lot better than they were the last time they met. And so, but I still think in the back of my head, I'm a big averages, law of averages guy. So I've been looking at this Green River matchup, and I'm like, okay, they had all these shots, carom off the rim, and all these open shots not go down. Are they all going to go down on Saturday in Green River? And you just kind of mentioned when that happens, they tend to rout teams. It's going to be fascinating to watch and see what happens, especially in the first quarter.
You're absolutely right, and yeah, that's watching that first quarter. I was looking around, thinking, "What is happening right now?" Because I think they started off 0-for-10 shooting, and yeah, you're right. Just about all of those shots inside of 10 feet, a lot of them inside of 5 feet. You're being kind there, Dal, and that happens every now and again. Now, last night when Green River made their comeback, it came off of ball pressure, leading to those little bunny shots, I guess you can say, and then they started to hit. And when they started to hit, that's how you can come back from down 18 points, and they were within five, within no joke, about 2 minutes. I mean, they went on a 13-0 run just like that. And so it is a law of averages. If they're hitting them, yeah, tough to beat, but I agree with you. There's no doubt about it. Star Valley played Green River close that first time around, but I don't think that's really when Star Valley started to turn it around, because they started taking care of the ball after that game, and that's when I think the corner started to turn with this Lady Braves team.
Speaking with Jake Kibbert, play-by-play voice of the Green River Wolves. So, Jake, as broadcasters, we get the luxury of kind of looking ahead a little, and let's pretend that Star Valley goes to Green River in the girls' game and pulls the upset, and the Lady Braves win. Suddenly, you are in a tiebreaker fiasco for the one seed inside the 4A Southwest. And Dal and I are not smart enough to figure it out. We need your brains to help us here.
It hurts my head. I just stopped trying.
what happens? Okay, what happens if Star Valley wins tomorrow? How does it work out?
Nothing happens. Green River has it wrapped up, and I'm about 98% sure on that. I'll leave 2% margin for error, but that's why I was on Twitter earlier this week just asking, does someone have a definitive set of tiebreaker rules for this year? And because everything is different this year, the schedules were a little changed. But here's what the deal was. Last week, you may remember, Natrona County and Cody played a pretty important conference matchup. And with Natrona County beating Cody and sweeping them on the season series, that actually sealed the fate, to my understanding, of the Southwestern Conference. Hmm. Now, had Cody pulled an upset, this game could mean a lot, actually, not just for the Southwest, but also for the Northwest of Cody and Natrona. But because Green River defeated Natrona County, which has sealed the top seed in the Northwest, and Star Valley lost, then that gives Green River the tiebreaker. Now, had Cody finished as the number one seed in the Northwest, that would have actually given Star Valley the potential tiebreaker had they tied in matchups. But as I understand it, Green River's wrapped it up as of last Friday's game. That happened nowhere near Green River or Star Valley. It was Natrona County and Cody.
All right. I can deal with that. You know, and I was, as we've discussed it, I kept thinking it was probably going to come back to overall record anyway, which Green River had the advantage. But yeah, having you describe it that way, see, I knew you would figure it out, which is why I stopped thinking and went to bed, and I knew you would figure it out.
Well, you're welcome, Dal.
Well, Jake, as always, it is a pleasure, regardless of what's on the line or what might not be on the line. Tomorrow's girls' game should be a good one. And, of course, the boys' game, you never know what happens either. We can't just scrub over that one. But, hey, Star Valley Green River, it's always good.
Oh, absolutely. And, guys, I think these two games are very important, actually, with nothing on the line. From my standpoint, technically, I think a lot's on the line I look at a lot on the line for the Star Valley girls and a lot on the line for the Green River boys for two similar reasons. Now, if Star Valley's girls could pull off an upset tomorrow against Green River, how huge is that heading into Green River next week for regionals? And on the boys' side, if Green River could pull off an upset against Star Valley, how huge is that momentum-wise for Green River having to take on Evanston? Green River's boys have held a lead in every single halftime margin in every Southwestern Conference game, and they've lost three of them.
Wow.
So I think trying to finish out is big, and that's a big thing mentally. Also, it's senior night in Green River. But the biggest thing I think is, can this Green River boys team grow up before our eyes, finish out a game here? That would be huge, because it's going to be a bloodbath between Green River and Evanston next Thursday, and Evanston won the first two of them.
Jake Hibbard, play-by-play voice of the Green River Wolves and Star Valley in Green River tomorrow for the regular season finale. Jake, always a pleasure. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.